I am so angry. I feel nothing but bitterness, resentment, rage. Sometimes I feel even vengeful since his betrayal. I really don't know if I should stay or if I should go. Is my relationship really worth salvaging? Well, beautiful, that's a great question. And I'm going to give you three questions you can kind of dive into to ask yourself if your relationship is really worth salvaging. And we're going to explore that today on Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Hey beautiful, it's my birthday month and we are celebrating for the entire month of February. How you ask? We are getting ready to launch a brand new membership program just for you. So I have a few questions for you. Are you ready to heal from the devastation of his affair once and for all? Are you ready to leave behind the intrusive thoughts, get control of the triggers once and for all? Learn how to set those healthy boundaries, rebuild trust in yourself and others, and finally rise up as that confident woman that God has created you to be. And at the end of the day, leave all of the pain behind once and for all. Well, beautiful, if that's you, this membership is exactly what you've been looking for. This is going to only open twice a year. So we are opening the doors, swinging them wide open March the 11th, and we won't open again for quite a while, probably the end of summer. So you have the chance to get in on the wait list right now. And you're asking, how much is this gonna cost? It's $37 a month. Yes, you heard me right, beautiful. We are celebrating my birthday and we are celebrating it right. So what do you get in this program? Well, first off, you get access to a private Facebook community where you can build your sisterhood for those of you who are looking to connect with community and heal with other women who are like-minded, going through the same thing that you are. You're also going to be given a proven roadmap to recovery. You're going to have weekly video sessions that are pre-recorded so you can go through them at a self-pace. You're going to have a brand new workbook that I just finished designing just for you, downloadable PDFs, support and accountability. You're going to also have a weekly Q&A live with me. Yes, it's going to be a coffee chat with Lisa once a week where you get to submit your questions and have them answered live weekly. You're also going to get a couple of bonuses. You're going to have access to my Devastated to Determined mini course to get you started and how to thrive through the holidays and not just survive after betrayal. You're gonna get that workshop as well. All of this for $37 a month. So beautiful, don't wait. Like, go below in the show notes, click on my website. You can go to lisalimehouse.com, click the Work With Me tab and go to the group membership program, get on the wait list, or I made it really easy. Below in the show notes, you'll see a little link that says membership. Click on there and get on the wait list. You want to do that now because I have some freebies coming and you'll get early access to this. Now, we open the doors March the 11th, so you don't want to delay. Get on the wait list so you can find out all the goodies and we can start journeying together to your recovery and see you healed once and for all from the devastation of his betrayal. Can't wait to see you on the inside. Welcome back to the show, beautiful. We have less than probably 24 hours before our new group coaching program, Beyond the Betrayal, launches Monday, March the 11th. And we are kicking off our event in our private Facebook community at 7 p.m. Eastern. Are you going to be there? Have you registered yet? $37 a month. You just heard that. What are you waiting for? This is your opportunity to finally start healing from his betrayal. So get in and get in quick before the doors close. Welcome back to the show. We are going to dive deep today into whether or not your relationship is really worth salvaging after betrayal. You know, I have many women and sometimes men that reach out to me and they're like, you know, Lisa, I just found out about his affair, or I just found out about the pornography use, and I'm reeling right now. I don't know whether I should stay or whether I should go. I feel nothing but anger and bitterness and resentment. I'm frustrated, I'm sad, and I have no clue whether or not I'll ever be able to get over this. What do I do? Well, let me first say this. Betrayal is devastating, and that's what you're feeling right now. And I can say that if you are in the early stages, and I consider that within the first 6 months of finding out, discovering that your spouse has betrayed you, don't make a life-altering decision. I tell that to everyone that I work with. Really, that first year. And the reason I say that is statistically, they say that you should never make those kind of decisions that are life-altering within that first year. And the reason why is because a lot of things can happen. You can have a spouse that can finally wake up from that infidelity bubble, and they can move forward into recovery, and the relationship could possibly be redeemed. It can be restored. Or maybe it takes about a year to see whether or not your spouse is really going to have that true heart transformation so that you can even work towards reconciliation. But the truth is, you're not going to know unless you give it time. Now, I understand sometimes there are extenuating circumstances. There's severe emotional, verbal, and physical abuse. Those need to be addressed. I understand that sometimes we need to take what I call a timeout or a therapeutic separation because our spouse is continuing in their destructive behavior. They're not seeking recovery from the pornography addiction. They're not seeking to end the affair. That was what was the issue with my husband. And those are the times that we need to take a step back, take a timeout, so to speak, a therapeutic separation, and give it time. During that timeout period, we can work on ourselves and give them the opportunity to also seek recovery in hopes that they will have that true heart transformation that needs to take place so God can kind of get in and work underneath and do the tilling, so to speak. And then they can walk away, turn around to teshuva, so to speak. That's a Hebrew term for repentance, complete repentance, and turn toward what is right and turn away from the sinful behavior. You start seeing fruit in keeping with repentance, and you truly see someone who is redeemed. Yes, that can happen. But is it possible to actually stay in a relationship, salvage it, when your partner has been unfaithful? You know, the loss of the relationship you envisioned, it can cause those intense feelings that I talked about earlier. Rage, jealousy, sadness, bitterness, unforgiveness. And it also raises many questions like, again, should I stay or should I go? Will things ever be the same? Will they get even better at some point in time? One thing I know is certain, that if you choose to stay in the relationship and salvage it, then learning to love again is going to be a slow process. It doesn't happen overnight. These things take time, and it takes both of you to be in a recovery journey so you can both heal from the effects of betrayal. Although regaining trust offers extreme challenges for both of you, there is reason to be hopeful if you're going to choose to trust, choose to salvage the relationship, and choose to move forward. Now, hopefully, over time, the unfaithful partner is going to be willing to put the relationship first again and to demonstrate trustworthiness through their words and actions. And notice I said both words and actions. You can't just go by their words. Because I know that you are standing there, sitting there, wherever you are presently, saying, you know what? They were telling me that they were unfaithful. They were telling me they quit the pornography addiction. They were telling me they stopped the affair, but yet they were still doing it. Their words didn't match with their actions. They both have to match. They both have to coincide with one another. So you have to make sure that they line up. But What do you do when you're trying to decide if your relationship is worth salvaging? Well, I'm going to give you three questions to ask yourself today based upon Dr. Gottman and his research and finding out whether or not you should end your relationship after an affair. Now, let me just foresay this, okay? First, before I get into the three questions, I really want to reiterate once again that you should not, under any circumstances, unless it is because of physical abuse, extreme emotional abuse or verbal abuse that is out of control, you should not make a life-altering decision within that first 6 months to a year. All right, let me just say that before we go into the three. All right, so with that said, your first question that you should look at asking yourself as to whether or not you should end this relationship or not after an affair is, would you want to be committed to your spouse if you trusted them again? You know, in other words, do you love them enough? Do you have enough deep adoration and respect left to even salvage the relationship? Now, this is where you need to be very, very honest with yourself. You need to do a deep dive, and you need to really assess your heart, so to speak, and say, you know, do I really love them deeply that I could really choose to move forward with them? Do we still have fun together? Do I enjoy their company most of the time? Ask yourself the deep dive questions as to whether or not you believe that if it's possible, you could trust them again. Could you stay committed? Now, the reason why I say if you could trust them again is, again, you have to have the words matching their actions. You rebuild trust over time by having actions that are true to heart. Do you see a true heart transformation? Are they backing up what they are saying with actions? Are they staying in their recovery plan? Are they checking in with their accountability partners? Are they doing their weekly check-ins with you? Have they ended the affair? Are they on the road to recovery from the pornography addiction? Are they willing to do their own recovery work, support you in yours, and eventually move into coupleship where you both go into couples coaching or therapy with a trauma-informed coach or therapist so that you can now start to reconcile the relationship? If you see those kind of things and you are starting to actually rebuild some trust, then maybe the relationship is salvageable. So ask yourself that question. Number two, have you let go of your anger and resentment about your partner's betrayal? And are you able to move forward? Now listen, I know in the first 6 months, this is probably a no. Okay, I get it, because I was there. I was actually there off and on for over a year because my husband just did not stop going back and forth with the affair person. So for me, that would have been a no. That's why I say, tread lightly when you answer these questions and look at it from the standpoint of maybe 6 months to a year of really doing some hardcore recovery work. But can you, as you recover, can you let go of some of that anger? Do you believe that you would be able to if they are continuing the work? Can you let go of the resentment about the betrayal? And are you able to move forward? Can you ever imagine yourself feeling happy again inside of your relationship with your spouse? Can you imagine wanting to be close to them or intimate with them ever again in spite of their actions? Now, these are hardcore questions. I get it. They are hard, but these are questions that you need to explore so that you don't make a knee-gut reaction and end the relationship prematurely if it could be redeemed, reconciled. So, could you see yourself possibly letting go of this? And I know a lot of people hold on to the anger and the resentment, And they don't let go of it, even though their spouse is doing hardcore recovery work. And the reason they're struggling in letting go of it is because they feel as if I let go, then it means what they did to me was okay. That's not what this means, beautiful. Not at all. And it certainly doesn't mean that you are forgetting about the betrayal. Yes, we can forgive, but we're human. We'll never forget. But can we get to a point where we're not going to throw it in their face and shame them constantly? If you can't get past that, then the relationship definitely cannot be reconciled. You have to get to a point where you can begin to move forward in recovery and start to move past that so you can actually reconcile the relationship. Number three is this: can you actually forgive your spouse for their actions? Now, let me just say once again, forgiving doesn't mean that you're condoning the betrayal, that you're condoning the pornography use, you're condoning the affair. Absolutely not. It's simply not letting them have power over you anymore. It is simply taking them off of your hook and putting them onto God's hook. You are relinquishing vengeance unto the hands of the Lord. You are relinquishing the consequences that are God's consequences into His hands. Now, are there consequences that are natural because of the betrayal? Absolutely. That might mean a temporary separation. It might mean that you sleep in separate bedrooms for a while. Certainly means that you both are in recovery work. There are some definite hardcore boundaries that need to be put in place. So you do have natural consequences. And research suggests that a willingness to forgive can help heal your marital issues, big and small. Now, I want you to hear that again. There is actual research and biblical accounts. It is tried and true within Scripture that says if you are willing to forgive, then your heart can be healed, your marriage can be healed, and you can actually move forward and have a better relationship and a better life moving forward. In fact, there are many marital therapists and coaches that have found that forgiveness is an essential ingredient of healing from infidelity, and it contributes to a long-lasting, successful marital relationship. Forgiveness heals your heart, beautiful. It unshackles you from the bonds of betrayal. It sets you free so that you can heal, recover, and move forward. Now, let me just say this. If your answer to one or more of these questions is a no, and I'm not talking within the first 6 months, okay? I'm talking after you've done some healing work. If your answer to some of these questions, at least one or more, is still no, and you think it's time to take the next step, in other words, you feel like the relationship can't be salvaged, then let me just say this. You should tell your spouse that you want to move forward, whether it's a divorce, separation, whatever it is. But you owe it to yourself and to the relationship to say what's truly in your heart. Because if you don't, you're staying shackled to the betrayal. At the end of the day, you are the only one who knows if you can survive what has happened to you, if your relationship can actually survive the infidelity, the pornography addiction, whatever betrayal it was. You're the only one at the end of the day who can decide that. Now, let's say that you decide that you are going to salvage the relationship. You're going to work on it. You are going to move forward. You are choosing this because your spouse is doing the hardcore work. There is repentance, true heart transformation. You see fruit in keeping with repentance. They don't have behavior modification. It is true heart transformation. And your spouse is not the same person anymore. In other words, you're choosing to reconcile with the new person, not the one who injured you, not the one who betrayed you, the one who is really redeemed. Now, if you're deciding to do that, then beautiful, be optimistic. Be optimistic. You're going to have hard days in recovery work. You're going to have good days. It's going to be a roller coaster ride sometimes. You're going to take 5 steps forward and 7 steps back sometimes, 10 steps forward and 2 steps back. But you will always move forward as long as you continue to be optimistic and you both continue in your recovery journey, not just individually, but also eventually as a couple. Now, I recognize that not all relationships are saved after infidelity. I wish I could say they were, but they're not. And I understand that. But for those who are determined to heal and recover and are willing to follow a roadmap to recovery, there is hope for you and there is healing for you. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, you both, number one, need to be in individualized recovery work with a trauma-informed coach and or therapist. And if your spouse has been addicted to pornography or they've been in an affair for a long period of time, a CSAT or a certified sex addiction therapist is definitely the way to go. Both of you need to be in some kind of coaching or therapy work for a period of time, doing your individualized work so that you can both get healing underneath your belt. Then we bring you back together, step two, into coupleship, where we now are starting to reattach each other together and we are moving forward as a couple, seeking to reconcile and work together collectively as a couple to move towards reconciliation, to rebuild a brand new relationship, not the old one, because the old one is dead and gone, but to build a brand new relationship that is stronger, better, and more fulfilled than before. And number three, you look toward the future. You vision cast together as to what you desire your new relationship to look at, to look like. I got tongue-tied on that one. What do you want it to look like? You dream again, and then you start to build it together. Those who really follow a roadmap, they heal, they recover, and they come out better on the other side. And beautiful, if that's what you're looking for as a couple, then we can help you with that too. I know that I've got a group coaching program for women, but I work with couples as well. And I am taking just 2 couples right now for the month of March. I only have room for 2, but I have 2 spots available. And if that's you, then down below in the show notes, I have the link for my consult. Click on it, fill out the intake form, let's get you scheduled and see if this program is right for you. I have a 3-month program and a 4-month program, and we can get you started toward reconciling your relationship. I pray that today's broadcast brought you some encouragement, and I pray that it leads you to an in-depth conversation to the possibility of recovering and building the relationship you so desire after betrayal. Blessings, beautiful. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.